Well, this extraordinary fire season has fuelled the climate change debate globally. But while the federal government here is unmoved on the need for more action, one group that largely accepts that the planet is warming is responding to that fact. They're Australian farmers, and a majority of them either accept climate change poses a risk or they're unsure, but they're adapting anyway. But some fear what mitigation might cost them, and that is fueling some particularly angry and divisive debates on social media. Bridget Fitzgerald has the story.
The Prime Minister insists he hasn't denied a link between climate change and bushfires, but there are plenty that have, and the furious debate between the deniers and those calling for action is prompting some divisive views on social media, particularly among farmers.
Someone said to me once that Twitter's one of these strange things that in America is followed by teenage girls, but in Australia the main audience is farmers.
Mick Fells farms in Esperance in Western Australia, on the opposite side of the country from the bushfire devastation. But he's been through some catastrophic fires himself. A 2015 blaze killed four people and burned thousands of hectares across the region. And he's been watching the online discussion in the wake of these fires with interest.
Suddenly it's got really hostile. The whole place has suddenly become swamped with all this negative, nasty, trolling sort of stuff.
Mick Fells says despite what it looks like on social media, most farmers he knows quietly accept the climate is changing and are adapting.
The question really I think that some people have is whether it's man-made or not. I mean, for me, I think we just pollute everything, you know, since the world began, humans have just been polluting the environment until a catastrophe happens and then we change. And we're doing the same now. So whether it's just carbon dioxide or just all the other junk we pump into the atmosphere, it can't be a good thing. But either way, the reality is farmers accept that the climate is changing and we're adapting to suit. You know, our systems have evolved dramatically in the last 20 years. Reality is if we weren't adapting, we'd be going broke. The margins are already pretty tight.
Grain marketing advisor Jerome Critch noticed the fiery Twitter debates as well, and it prompted him to conduct an online poll asking how farmers felt about climate change, to which he got almost 700 responses.
All the farmers that I speak to know that the seasons are getting a bit drier and a bit warmer, and they're acting accordingly, and that's what the poll showed. About 85% are actively changing the way that they farm.
But he says while they're prepared to adapt, there's a fear about what mitigation measures might do to their business.
I think a lot of farmers are reluctant to acknowledge the causes of climate change out of fear that the government will come in and just whack a carbon tax or a fuel tax or something of the sort on farmers, which will make them really uncompetitive against international growers of grain or ag produce.
Verity Morgan-Schmidt from the group Farmers for Climate Action says that fear, combined with the prevalence of climate change in the headlines, is fueling lots of anger on social media.
Farmers have already been doing so much adaptation and mitigation, and they've felt hurt by climate policies in the past where the land sector has come under the microscope.
But she says there's only so far farmers can adapt, which is why she's pushing for the federal government to reduce fossil fuel emissions and take action on climate change.
The great tragedy, of course, is that farmers are already dealing with the brunt of the impacts. So the polarisation, and in particular the political polarisation that has happened around climate change in Australia, has really hurt the farming community.
National Farmers Federation President Fiona Simpson is in Canberra meeting with the government about the needs of bushfire-affected communities. She says her organisation will turn to energy policies once recovery is underway.
Bridget Fitzgerald, our reporter there.